It is 10 p.m. here on a Friday night. Here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Which can only mean one thing. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. And for the next 2 hours, we will be looking back at the 80s as we do every Friday night. If you are curious about the playlist and or want to listen to the archive versions of the show at your leisure, you can find all that you're looking for at the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the About link and then click on Schedule. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can always call the station at 855-915-9636 or email me at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. And feel free to follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. I usually tweet a preview prior to the show every Friday just to get you in the mood to break out that Izod short sleeve shirt and throw up the collar. We'll be starting off the show tonight in a solemn mood with a tribute to Teresa Ryan, better known as Lorna Doom and the bassist of punk rock legends The Germs. Lorna passed away this past Wednesday. So let's start the show here.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Time reflection, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Got my lawyer at the club. Bills are up and I'm running my head.
Nobody walks out on a winning streak. Nobody. Nobody except a real winner. Except a real winner. Winner. Winner.
In the next hour, he could win or lose $1 million.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. We started off our set with a tribute to bassist Lorna Doom, born Teresa Ryan, who passed away on Wednesday the 16th. She was a the bassist, as I said, with the Germs. And we heard Lexicon Devil from their 1979 debut full-length, GI, which stands for Germs Incognito. And it was actually produced by Joan Jett. Another interesting Germs fact, their original lineup in the mid-70s included Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's. After the Germs, we heard The Clash and Know Your Rights from 1982's Combat Rock. And we wrapped it up there with some synth pop from Propaganda vocalist Claudia Bruton and Thomas Lear and their act called Act. We heard the track Chance from Laughter, Tears, and Rage from 1988. I'm really excited about tonight's show. We've got quite the playlist, you know, my humble opinion, of course, but I think you're going to enjoy it. So let's just dive back into it here with some pseudo echo here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
said to me that I won't forget that goodnight kiss, 'cause it's the last thing I need, the last thing I need. You won't get me to say I'm sorry. You won't get me to say I'm sorry. You won't get me to say I'm sorry anymore. I saw you standing by your mother's window,
the icicles off the gutters. tired of waking up to a porch full of dead squirrels.
God, I miss Boston.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod, here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Started off that set with Pseudo Echo and Dancing Until Midnight from their 1984 release, Autumnal Park. Rational Youth was in there with Saturdays in Silesia. That's off of their 1982 release, Cold War Nightlife. Depeche Mode gave us A Question of Time from their 1986 release, Black Celebration. Sisters of Mercy. And we hear the track Alice from Some Girls Wander by Mistake from 1992. New Order was in there with Denial from their 1982 release, Movement. And the Windbreakers gave us New Red Shoes from their 1985 release, Terminal. And we wrapped it up there with some Boston 80s music there with Buzz and the Gang. And we heard the track Hearts Waiting from the third compilation of the former Brookline-based record label Throbbing Lobster. Compilation's called Claws. You have to say it that way because it has the exclamation point at the end. It's from 1983. Okay. Still so much to get to here this evening. And I'm going to do a little public service announcement here, and then we're going to dive back into it here on Songs from the Squid Pod. So stick around.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Shopping fair, live your life fair.
show. What a night. Who's having fun?
Thank you. Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.